You want to preach, huh? All right. Yeah, you said yeah. I don't know about you, but I already feel a whole lot better than I did when I came to church this morning. Amen. Always feel, and that's good when you can do that. Hey, man. And you know, we could do that if we'd get self out of the way, quit feeling sorry for ourselves, and quit doubting God and just come and do what God has told us to do. If you have your Bible this morning, I want to read a couple of verses here, and then we'll just see how, which way God goes with it. I just want to mind him this morning. And Brother Larry was teaching there this morning of the book of Exodus there, and about Moses and their departure there, and God on the mountain there. And he said, you know, if don't let them break through, if they see my face, they're going to die, you know. And so we need to realize this morning that is the same God that was talking to Moses, the very same God that we're dealing with today. Amen? And so it's really no different. We're either obedient or we're disobedient. But in the book of Galatians, and I was talking to a brother the other day, John, and was talking about sort of the way things are today and how much different than they are to where they used to be. Can anybody agree with that this morning? Things have changed. Maybe some things to the better, but I believe you could agree with me, most things in this world has not got any better. They've just got worse. But you know, sometimes we worry about these things that we can't do anything about. I know I do. I worry about things that's out of my hands, out of my control. I can't do anything about. And so I let that sort of pull me down instead of doing the things that I can do something about. Amen? And so we spend more time worrying about the things out of our control than we do about the things that is in our control. Now, God has given us all opportunities. And I've said many times, life is about choice. Can we agree? You got up this morning and you had a choice. Really, it wasn't God's choice. If it had been God's choice, we know what you'd done. But God gave you a choice to get up, get ready, and go to church. And you had that choice to stay home in the bed or go fishing or go anywhere, do anything you wanted to do today. Yep. But I can tell you, when you got up this morning, amen, and you made that choice that you was going to the house of God and you was going to be blessed, and you made it, you're going to be blessed today. If you're obedient to God when you get here, amen?
That's right.
We go to church for all different reasons, people do.
Yeah.
People go to church to hear about the gossip, amen?
Right.
To hear about the bad news, and if it's good news, they don't want to hear about it. But I want to hear about the good news, amen? And if you want to hear the good news, you got a book right here you can get it out of, amen? So, here, I read this, and I thought about it. And last night, when I come in, I got the Bible, and I read it. And I began to think upon it here. And in Galatians chapter 9 and verse 10, notice what the Bible said. Would you stand with me as we read it this morning? Would you bow your head with before we read this morning? Usually it's after we read, but I'm going to ask the blessing on it right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for the spirit that we feel here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and kindness and your grace and love. We thank you for that peace, Lord, that you can give us. It's peace beyond any understanding. Father, we ask this morning that you will just bless the reading of the word that we're about to read here this morning. And help us all to realize, God, this is not our word, but this is your words. We thank you for the beautiful songs this morning. It was sung. We thank you, Lord, for sharing and stepping in and helping out this morning and sis gone. And Lord, we're just so thankful for this congregation this morning, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the Sunday school hour, Lord. It just brought out so much. And we just ask God now that you'll just bless the reading that we're about to read. I pray, God, that you will just open up every heart, every ear this morning to hear, every heart to understand. And Father, this morning, let us just look at self. Let us take a check on self this morning. And if we'll do that, then I know, God, that you're going to hear and you're going to bless this morning. And we ask these things all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says this, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men or all people, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." You may be seated or stand or do whatever you want to do this morning. But I've read this probably 100 times. And verse 9, it said, let us, who's he talking to?
Everybody.
He's talking to all of us, amen? And he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says that there is a season for all things.
Yeah.
Amen? There's a season for all things. There's a time for all things. The Bible says there's a time to be born, and the Bible says there's a time to die. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to cry. Amen. The Bible will also tell us that weeping will come in the night, but he said joy will come in the morning. Amen. So here, what Paul was writing to the Galatian people about was not to be weary in well-doing. You say, well, what in the world is he talking about there? You know, sometimes it doesn't matter how much we do and how good we try to be and how good we try to do whatever God has asked us to do. I mean, we can do everything in our power for God. Amen. But you know, we have an enemy out there, and the Bible said he's roaming about seeking whom he can devour. I believe today, as Brother Larry was talking about the devil this morning, I believe today if we would start listening to God more than we would the devil, I believe we could live a better life. Amen. I believe we could live a more peaceful life if we would only read God's Word and believe God's Word and do what God's Word says. You know, there's a lot of things in this world today, friend, that I cannot do anything about. There's a lot of things happening in this world today just simply out of my power and out of your power this morning. And so we need not to worry about what we don't have the power to do, and we need to start considering and thinking upon the power of the things that we can do. Amen. Let me explain that this morning. You know, the Bible says that the enemy, Satan, has power. Amen. The Bible will tell us that, and I think we all can agree with it up to a certain extent. We know the devil. A lot of people think that the devil, that God has has done cast him into hell. But I can assure you that Satan is just as real as God is today. Amen. And I can assure you that he is working overtime right now, because the Bible said he's just roaming about seeking whom he can devour. He don't care who you are. He don't care how much you got. He don't care how little you got. He don't care where you go to church. He don't care if you do go to church. He don't care if you sit on the front pew. He don't care if you sang a song. He don't care if I get up and preach the word of God, just as long as he can convince me that there's nothing to it. Amen. But I want to tell you something today, friend. Even though the devil's got power, I want you to realize something. He is limited in the power that he's got. Amen. Satan is only limited within the power that he has. God will only limit him so much power. But aren't you thankful today that God's power is unlimited this morning? Can anybody say amen in this place? I said God's power is unlimited. You know what I think about it. The devil does not have the power to heal the sick. Amen. The devil does not have the power to give you the peace that we all want inside. But let me tell you something today, friend. The devil is not your friend this morning. Amen. The devil is your enemy this morning. And this is what Paul was talking about. Because if you go back and read a little bit, and I want to paraphrase here, Paul asked the Christians here that he's talking about, he had talked to them, and he said, who has beguiled you into leaving your faith in God and going back out into the pen, hog pen, so to speak, that you're already in? You know, I one day was lost and without God. I've been in that hog pen. I've wandered around with the hogs, so to speak. Amen. Oh, there's pleasure in sin, and I don't deny that this morning, and you don't deny it this morning, because it's the truth. There is a pleasure in sin, but let me remind you, it's only for a little season. Amen. Only for a little season, and that season may cost you eternal life in heaven. Amen. It might take away from eternal life in heaven. So what we need to do as Christian people, we need to quit worrying about doing good. Amen. And we need to quit worrying about and start doing good. The Bible says that we need to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. The problem is, Brother Larry, there's a lot of people go to church today, Brother Lloyd. But let me tell you, and I'm not judging anybody this morning. They judge themselves. They go to church. They listen to the singing. They listen to the teaching. They listen to the word of God, and they go right back out there, and the next day in that week, they're right back out there in the hog pen with the hogs wallowing around in sin. Can anybody say amen this morning? We know that's the truth, and that's why God said, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. There's a lot of people today that will go to church. There'll be churches, big crowds all over the world today, but they're going there, amen, and they will no doubt hear the word of God, but it'll go in one ear and out the other, because they have no intention doing what God's word, amen, tells them to do. Somebody ought to praise God this morning. If you're a Christian this morning, you've got that right. They talk about right for this and right for that. Well, I got news for you. I'm a child of God this morning, and I've got a right to lift my hands and praise God all I want to. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we need to start praising God more than we just sit there and worry about the things that we can't do nothing about. You see, I've got good news for you. If you're in a storm, if you're in a situation, you're in a battle this morning, just as Brother Larry said, I like that that, Brother Larry. They people sit in churches across the land every week, and they're burdened down. They're eat up. Amen. And they don't know what to do about it. They'll come into church hoping, but they'll never do nothing about it. I want to give you some good news this morning. If you're here this morning or any other time, and you come in burdened down, you come in hurting, you come in a situation that you don't know how to handle, I want to tell you what, we need to do what Jesus said over in Matthew. He said, bring it to me. You see, there's some things we can't control, and there's some things, glory to God, that we can't control this morning. Quit worrying about the things that you can't control and give them to God, and pray about the things that you can control. These people go to church and they do good. They want to do good and they do good. And they fight battles. Let me give you a little secret. If you're a Christian, them battles is going to be there. They're not going away. And when you think that you've got everything solved and you can't have no more problems than what you've already had, I'm going to tell you something. You better listen to me. When you get to feeling like it's the battle is over, that's when the devil is going to kick the props out from under you. Amen? Because we're always, the Bible says that we as Christians, all who live godly, all who live a Christian life is going to suffer persecution. But let me tell you, it's not only them, it's them that's going to suffer a whole lot more in the end than what Christians are, as them is seeking for pleasures of sin this morning. They're going to do a lot more suffering. The Bible said, and Paul said, amen, Paul said in the book of Romans, he said, I reckon that nothing that we go through, it don't matter how many battles, it doesn't matter what we go through. Paul had been stoned a lot of times. He had been in so many shipwrecks. He had been beaten. He had been put in prison. But praise to God today, Paul said, I reckon all these things that I've suffered is not even worthy to get compared for what's waiting for me. Amen. In glory. I mean, we have got something waiting for us. Just keep on keeping on. Don't get worried in well doing. He said, for in due season, he said, you shall reap if you faint not.
Yeah, brother.
Well, glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Have you ever went through a storm, Brother Mark? Ever went through a storm and you was really worried? I mean, it just kept coming. The storm just keeps rolling in. One storm after another. One storm after another. And we're just like old Peter was when he stepped out of the boat out there, when Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And the Lord said, come, Peter. And the Bible said, old Peter stepped out of that boat. He had his eyes on Jesus. Amen. I said he had his eyes on Jesus. And he said, come, Peter. And old Peter started, and the waves began to raise up and down, and the wind began to blow harder, and Peter got his eyes off from Jesus, and he got him on the storm, and the Bible said Peter began to sink. See, Peter believed Jesus, and Peter stepped out of the boat. He trusted God until the storm came, and when the storm came, he wasn't as strong as he thought he was. He got his eyes off from the Lord and got him up on the storm. And the Bible said that he began to sink. Thank God for the rest of that verse. And the Bible said that he cried out. He cried out and said, Lord, help me. And the Bible said that he reached down and got a hold of Peter and brought him back up and set him in the boat safely and calmed the storm. I want to tell you, friend, when we get down to our last breath, we get down that we don't know which way to go. Only one thing you got to do, and that's get your eyes back on Jesus and cry out, Lord, here I am. Lord, help me this morning. I've never been through as many storms in my life as I had this week or this year. I mean, it's one storm right after the other. But let me tell you something, my friends. I got a lot of that took care of. I had to. I was losing my mind. Hey, man. I mean, I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know where to look up or look down or look behind me or look before me. But I want to tell you something. The other day, I got down there and I talked to the master and I cried out and I said, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say anymore. I said, Lord, are you done with me? Are you ready, Lord, for me to just hang it up and quit? And when the Lord got through chastising me, I knew that I'd asked the Lord the wrong question. He said, boy, he said, listen to me. He said, you're in a storm, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. Didn't I promise you I'll go with you? Didn't I promise you I'd never leave you? Didn't I promise you I'd never forsake you? Didn't I promise you I'd go with you even until the end of the world? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, don't you believe me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, then get up on your feet and go do what I've called you to do and quit worrying about everybody else. Well, glory to God this morning. Woo! Oh, I got up, brother. I felt like a little whip dog with his tail between his legs. Oh, I went around. I went around there for days. Didn't want to talk to my wife. Didn't want to talk to my church. Didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to do nothing. I just wanted to sit home. But buddy, I'm telling you what. I'm telling you what. When Jesus passed by and got done with me, I couldn't wait to get up this morning. I couldn't wait to get ready. I couldn't wait to get into the book and see what God had for me. He said to me, and he sent it to all of us. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. Thank God for the word this morning. As long as we're beat down and let the devil beat us down, we're never going to reap anything. But when we quit worrying about the devil and everything and everybody else, and we get our eyes on Jesus, and we keep them focused on Jesus, I'm going to tell you, I don't know why. I guess I'm not too smart. I don't know why I let the devil beat me down so this week. I don't know why I done that. I think sometimes, and I thought about this, I think sometimes that the devil will, or God will allow that to happen.
Yeah, amen, brother.
I really do. You say, well, why in the world would God want to allow the devil to beat us down?
Build our faith, brother. Build our faith.
He's testing our faith.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
He's tested her faith.
Yes, sir.
I've heard people say, well, God tempted. God don't tempt nobody into sin.
Come on, brother.
Neither can God tempt him. God cannot be tempted of sin. Neither will he tempt any man of his sin. But we are tempted of sin when we are tempted to go out on our own lust.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
So let's not go blaming God for our sins. Amen. God didn't give us them sins, but God's willing to take them and do away with them. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Satan would like for you to live in. I mean, just build on and build on and build on to him every day. So my message is to you today. Let's get our eyes off of the things that's going on around us. And let's get our eyes focused back up on Jesus this morning. Amen. You know something? A lot of people in this church, if you're this church, you are the church. You need to realize something. We're not the biggest church in the world, but we're one of the biggest country churches out here. Did you know that? We are. So what makes us think just because we've a large number, bigger than a church up the road or down the road or across the hall or there? What makes us think that the devil is not coming after us? That's only a more reason for the devil to come at you harder.
Amen.
Come to you harder. So the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter whether it's a little church or big church or whatever it is.
Amen.
Satan is trying to destroy all of them.
All of them, brother.
Amen. And he will do it any way that he can. If he can't get to you through somebody else, he will start working on your children.
Amen.
I know.
Right.
He will.
I hear you,
now, we may not can do anything about it but pray. But let me tell you, I believe that's enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was preached a little bit back. I read somewhere it said, when you go through these storms and you're down to nothing, meaning you don't know nothing else today. When you get to the point in your life that you know nothing and can do nothing, that's exactly where God wants you at.
Amen.
Listen to me. That's exactly where God wants you at. Because when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Did you ever go through a storm, Rick? You ever go through a storm? I mean, you didn't know which way to do. I mean, just blow you. I mean, you so tore up and you know, family matters or whatever. And that's all could stay on your mind was problems. Hey, man, I mean, just one problem after another. When you think you get this and solve, here come another and hit you on this side. And hit just constantly, 24 hours. Can't sleep for problems. Can't sleep for worrying.
Yep.
And when you're doing all you can do and you're doing your best, aren't you thankful for the scripture that you can find comfort in? That's the reason a lot of people just stays in the storm all their life. They don't read the Word of God. They don't believe the Word of it. Paul said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Don't worry about it. Anytime that you stand up for the Lord, anytime you try to do something for the church, anytime you step up and move up, and you're sincere about it, and you read the Word of God, and you pray, and you do good, there's always going to be somebody out there that Satan had to try to tear you down. Lie, cheat, steal, whatever they can. Just because you're a Christian, that don't make you exempt from Satan. That only makes you a bigger target for Satan. And when you're saved, Satan's coming after you.
Amen.
But oh, what a joy it is to know that we have the power in the name of Jesus. Get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Get behind me, Satan. Go back from where you come from.
Amen.
We have that power. Why don't we use it? Why don't we use it? God said, I'll give you power to step on serpents. He said, I'll give you power if you drink any poison accidentally. He said, I'm with you. And if you do it accidentally, he said, it will not harm you.
Amen?
That's what he said. If we would only, friends, read God's Word, and not just read it, but believe it, and do it, and get our life in line with the Word of God, He will see you through it to the end. See you through to the end. You know, I've said many, many times, that if I'm going to profess to be a Christian, not that I won't make mistakes. I make a lot of them. You need to understand that. But if I am got my mind made, if I'm going to go to heaven, no matter what the cost, and I've got my mind made up, then I've got to expect a battle over it.
Yes, sir.
But the good news is, it's not that battles is not going to come, but the good news is, we have already won the battle. We've already won the war. And Jesus promised us He would not leave us. He would not forsake us. That's a promise from God. God cannot lie. You believe that? So the next time you're going through a storm, just do what I do. Done this week. Don't go through it all week long suffering it out. When the storm comes, you just grab a hold of Jesus and say, I'm going to hold on to the end. There's a light at the tunnel. I begin to doubt that. Just be honest with you this week. I begin to doubt that the light, there's any light out there. But let me tell you, when it started shining, it just got brighter and brighter. I want you to know, I've got refocused this morning, Marty. I want you to know that I have been renewed in the Spirit. And I want you to know I've been through some battles this year. I didn't know who I was going to survive them or not. But I want you to know I wouldn't have survived them if I'd ever turned loose to Jesus. But through all the storms, I held on whatever strength that I had. I'm ready to get back to having church. What about you? I'm ready to start growing again. What about you? I'm ready. Sis, will you come and play something softly this morning? Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season he shall reap. Ye shall reap. L, you faint not. That word faint means don't do like a lot of people are doing as Christians. Don't sit down and give up. Don't start looking back. Just keep looking up. And them storms, Jesus will bring you through them. We love you this morning. And Jesus loves you this morning. If we're going to be Christians, let's be Christians. Amen. Let's give God everything that we can, because God gave us His very best. And He expects no less out of us, Brother Bobby, than our very best.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a desire. Let's get a desire to come to church. Let's see these night services. Let's see them start back growing. Let's get a hunger for God. All right. Jesus loves you. If you're here this morning and she's just playing softly here this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. I've seen some more. I think new ones come in this morning. I want you to know, doesn't matter if you're from another church. Doesn't matter if you don't even go to church to me this morning. I want you to know you're here this morning. And I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And I want you to know if you're carrying a burden this morning, you need to come up here and pray. If you're going through a storm, you need to come up here and just leave it with Jesus. You don't have to tell me what you're going through. I won't even ask you. You can tell me if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You and Jesus know. And if you want to come this morning and just talk to Jesus, you can do it. Feel free to do it. If you're carrying a burden for somebody, a loved one, if you're carrying a burden for them, right here is a good place to come and just let Jesus know. If you need to be If you need to be revived in the Spirit, this morning's a good time to do it. All the power of the Holy Ghost is here right now. If you need to come this morning, I've got burdens. You're not going to be the only one here. There's others here. If you've got a burden, come and join us this morning. Get on these front seats, wherever. And you say, well, I don't know about nobody to pray for. I'm inviting you to come and pray for your pastor, that God will just strengthen him and touch him. I'm going to pray. I've got some burdens on my heart. I'm going to pray. And Sharon is playing this morning. Nobody look around. Don't worry about what somebody else says to you. If you don't have a burden, then I'm going to pray that you're going to get one. Because nothing will happen without the church starts carrying a burden this morning. Anybody? Anybody? Just keep playing, sis. Heavenly Father, come to you. Those out there, would you just bow your heads? If you'd like for me to pray for you or pray with you, just raise your hand up. I see these hands. I see them all over. Is there anybody else that needs prayer this morning? Well, how many out there in the audience will raise their hand and say, "Preacher, I'm praying for you and I'm praying for the church"? How many will raise their hand and say, "I'm going to pray for you, preacher"? Thank you for that. I'm going to pray for these up here this morning. Stay right where you're at. Heavenly Father, once again, we bow our heads here this morning, knowing, God, it's not by our righteousness, but it's by your righteousness, and the only way we're going to make it to heaven. God, we understand this morning. We know that we all fail and we all come up short from time to time. God, I know and I realize that we've forsaken the altars too much in the last days, God. Father, we just pray this morning, God, as we depart from here and we go our separate ways, God. We go to our homes, go out to eat, go wherever we may travel, Father. I pray, God, that you go with these people, God, and go with me. Lord, I pray that you build a hedge around our families, Lord, all of them. That you build a hedge around them that Satan can't cross and get in to snatch them out. Father, I thank you for a believing church this morning. I thank you for a church, God, this morning, of people that wants to hear the truth. They want to hear the word. God, they want to hear your word. God, we thank you for each and every one of them. We thank you for their families, Lord. Father, I pray that, and I believe, God, with all my heart, that we're about to see a great breakthrough. I believe, God, that we're about to see a mighty movement, God. Because, God, you promised it to your obedient children, Lord. I know that many has grown weary, and so have I, on this journey. But Lord, I just pray this morning that the word, God, will touch them and help them as much as it did me when I read that. Let us not be weary, God, in well-doing, but let us just keep on fighting the fight, the good fight of faith. Let us just keep watering, God, the seed that's been sowed here. And I pray, God, that we all be here to see the harvest when it takes place. I know, I believe, that it's going to happen. And so I'm just going to thank you right now for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you, and Jesus loves you. If anybody else needs to come and pray, this altar's not closed. It's still open. Hope to see you tonight. Come out, come praying, and see what God has for us tonight. All right? Look at somebody and tell them you love them this morning.